Distribution and Logistics Overview. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distribution as the activities associated with the movement of material, usually finished goods or service parts, from the manufacturer to the customer. These activities encompass the functions of transportation, warehousing, inventory control, materials handling, order administration, site and location analysis, industrial packaging, data processing, and the communications network necessary for effective management. It includes all activities related to physical distribution, as well as the return of goods to the manufacturer. In many cases, this movement is made through one or more levels of field warehouses. SIN, physical distribution. A distribution network includes several major roles. At one end are suppliers and the manufacturer. The manufacturer focuses on the development and production of products and initiates the distribution process. The other end of the channel is the direct customer, or, in many cases, the retailer or other party who sells goods and services directly to the customer. Between the two are distribution and distribution requirements planning. Logistics includes management of the materials coming into the manufacturer, as well as the goods and services going out to the distribution network, plus management of bidirectional information flows and opposite direction cash flow and returns. Some logistics principles are presented shortly. But first, it is important to understand the distinction between distribution planning and distribution requirements planning. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distribution planning as the planning activities associated with transportation, warehousing, inventory levels, materials handling, order administration, site and location planning, industrial packaging, data processing, and communications networks to support distribution. In the distribution planning process, the distribution network and target inventory levels will be identified and planned to ensure optimal material flows and customer satisfaction. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines distribution requirements planning, DRP, as the function of determining the need to replenish inventory at branch warehouses. A time-phased order point approach often is used when the planned orders at the branch warehouse level are exploded via material requirements planning, MRP, logic to become gross requirements of the supplying source. In the case of multi-level distribution networks, this explosion process can continue down through the various levels of regional warehouses, for example, master warehouse, factory warehouse, etc., and become input to the master production schedule, MPS. Note that DRP is not the only method for planning network inventory. Several other planning philosophies and techniques can be used. Push/pull, optimization techniques, collaboration techniques like vendor-managed inventory, demand-driven DRP, and so on. DRP is useful in environments where the distribution network is complex, involving numerous product families and products. DRP usually requires that the organization have the ability to generate a forecast for each SKU, stock keeping unit, that is to be planned using DRP. The planning philosophy chosen will be dependent upon product, supply, and market characteristics. An organization might need to consider using specific inventory deployment strategies to overcome shortages or overstocks. Next, we show where distribution falls within the manufacturing planning and control, MPC, hierarchy. And then we address distribution network design principles and logistics principles. Distribution in the MPC hierarchy. As seen in Exhibit 8-1, distribution requirements planning or another distribution system interfaces with the production system at the master scheduling level. Distribution requirements planning represents a source of demand and so also becomes an input to demand management for priority planning over various other time horizons. Exhibit 8-1, manufacturing planning and control. Distribution network design principles. No operation exists in isolation. Every operation is a part of a larger interconnected network. Distribution network design starts with setting the network's strategic objectives. This helps the organization decide how it wants to influence the overall shape of its network, the location of each operation, and how it should manage its overall capacity within the network. Network design, as seen in Exhibit 8-2, relates to the decisions a company makes to link its operations with the operations of other companies, either as a customer or as a supplier. These relationships can number in the hundreds and even the thousands. They form what is referred to as a manufacturer supply network or supply chain. Exhibit 8-2, network design principles. The overall goal of any distribution network is to provide a competitive advantage by meeting or exceeding the required level of customer service, including desired lead times, at a cost that leaves room for adequate profit while keeping the product at a price that represents a value to the customer. For example, placement of products close to the markets they serve can be a competitive advantage when the competition's cost of reaching that same market is higher. Distribution planning is a systematic approach to ensure that the process encompassing the delivery of goods to distribution centers and from there to other intermediaries or customers is done properly in regard to placement, quantities, locations, timing, and so on. It also plans for both the demand trends throughout the year, including seasonal variations, and anticipated overall demand according to the current year's forecast. When distribution planning is done correctly, it increases the organization's efficiency. Supply shortages are minimized, as demand is accounted for during the time of distribution. The costs of ordering, transporting, and holding goods are also managed to be lower overall. Another major advantage is that overall network inventory can be kept at the desired level, avoiding both overages and stockouts. Logistics principles. Distribution is often discussed alongside the supplier network used upstream from the manufacturer. Since the network as a whole has many similarities and can be optimized as a whole, this is referred to as logistics, and an even broader term is supply chain management. As the organization builds its logistics network, both upstream and downstream, the following principles apply. Physical proximity. Upstream supplier and downstream intermediate customer, for example distribution center, locations affect landed costs, or the price plus the cost of transportation. They also affect lead times. Proximity facilitates face-to-face communication, inspection and monitoring of product quality, and the exchange of tacit knowledge. Transportation considerations and modes. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines transportation as the function of planning, scheduling, and controlling activities related to mode, vendor, and movement of inventories into and out of an organization. There are many transportation modes to select from, including air, road, rail, water, and pipeline. Electronic distribution can also be considered a transportation mode for software, media, or other data. It is important to use the appropriate mode of transportation based on the needs of the product, the associated costs, and the ability to achieve on-time delivery to the customer. Tracking capabilities. Suppliers, manufacturers, and intermediate customers should provide tracking capabilities between each other and to end customers. This information needs to be accurate and available on demand. As you can see, logistics and related transportation considerations should be taken into account at the start of network design. One goal of good logistics practices is to eliminate the bullwhip effect by synchronizing the supply chain's communications. Thinking through and addressing concerns related to these logistics principles will aid in designing a reliable network. There are other important network design principles in relationships with supply and distribution intermediaries. Ensuring the dependability of the intermediaries and establishing collaborative relationships with distributors to meet strategic performance objectives. Ensuring dependability of intermediaries. One principle is to ensure the dependability of supply chain intermediaries. You are looking for high-quality partners to ensure high-quality supply and distribution services. This might strike some as a platitude, but the mathematics and implications of this principle are as follows. If materials move through 7 stages of operations in a supply chain, even a 1% error in delivery reliability or supply quality, damage to goods, etc., at each stage means that only 93.2% delivery reliability is being achieved. 0.99 × 0.99 × 0.99 × 0.99 × 0.99 × 0.99 × 0.932 = 93.2%. Quality planning and control systems need to be in place in all stages of the supply chain. Establishing collaborative relationships. Another principle relates to establishing collaborative relationships with suppliers and customers to meet strategic performance objectives. A collaborative relationship will build better communication and stronger trust and encourage the sharing of common resources. The implications are as follows. Relationships with supply chain partners need to change from transactional and adversarial to strategic. Where feasible, suppliers and customers need to explore and form relationships that provide a mutual benefit, such as improving their ability to meet quality, speed, dependability, cost, and flexibility objectives. These principles can be used to shape the relationship with upstream and downstream customers and suppliers.